Right here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, I am with Scott George, who is Vice President of NCBA. First, Scott, why don't you just tell me a little bit about yourself and your background?
I'm actually a dairy farmer, primarily from Cody, Wyoming. I'm in partnership with two brothers, and I now have four nephews that are there working with us as well. We milk about 500 cows. We also have a small beef herd. We have we raise all of our calves, our replacement heifers. We raise a lot of our steers. We raise breeding bulls. So we have quite a diverse operation. I feel like I understand nearly every segment of this cattle industry because I do it, or we do it on our operation. We also farm, and we raise corn and hay and those kind of things. So I feel like I'm pretty well connected as far as that goes. I have come up through the checkoff side of this whole thing. But NCBA as a whole has two divisions, and as I've looked forward here to the future to see where the industry is going. The one thing that I've thought is that NCBA and the industry are at a crossroads. You know, these issues affect all cattlemen, and we all pay the checkoff too. And so all of us have inputs and needs on both sides that we need to recognize and address and try to work for. There's been a lot of divisiveness in the industry for the last year. And the industry has turned inwards and started shooting arrows at each other. That's not what we need to do. We've got outside issues and pressures that are looking at us that we need to be addressing and working forward for. Also, these promotional activities we're doing, the research activities, we're seeing more and more scrutiny from USDA, and it's becoming more and more difficult to use checkoff dollars to accomplish some of those things. We need to find funding from external sources to address some things like beef safety, international marketing. There are a lot of opportunities, but it needs a concerted approach from the whole industry as a whole. They've just come out with a new long-range plan, and they've involved the whole industry from production clear to the end of retail, food service, the whole gamut. And if we all can figure out where we fit in this and start working together, the industry will prosper. We're at a crossroads where the industry could really move forward in the next few years.
Well, besides the cattle industry itself, it's very important. The whole agriculture industry is at a crossroads and seems to be really, it's kind of a work together or fall apart. And how do you think that NCBA is going to work with that in the future?
NCBA is participating right now in a new alliance. It's called the Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And it's just been organized. I was able to be part of that because of my role with the Federation. This organization is made up of producers from all segments of agriculture, pork, lamb, beef, chicken, eggs, corn, soybean, wheat, rice, you name it, fresh fruits. I mean, about every segment is standing up, and they're saying, my goodness, we're getting kicked around, and we're getting criticized for our modern agriculture practices. We need to build trust in the consumer's mind that modern agriculture is providing good, safe, wholesome food. And this alliance is trying to gather funds right now so they can begin literally a trust campaign in the consumers' minds. As far as the beef industry is going, NCBA's policy division has put money forward to be part of that. The Federation has put money forward to be part of that. And the Beef Promotion Operating Committee has put money forward to be part of that, alongside all these other groups as well. And so finally we're seeing the industry, agriculture as a whole, working together. They've agreed, though, that there are some issues they're not going to talk about. They're not going to talk about biodiesel. They're not going to talk about ethanol. These are divisive issues. That's not what it's about. It's about trust in the consumer's mind.
How optimistic are you right now about the beef cattle industry in particular?
Oh, I think right now the beef cattle industry has got tremendous opportunities. We have a low cow herd numbers. Yet we have strong demand both domestically and internationally. And for the next couple of years, there is a real opportunity for producers to make some real money. Of course, there are some challenges because we've also seen corn prices and feed prices go up and fuel prices are moving. And so there are challenges as well. But right now, the cattle industry as a whole has some really wonderful opportunities. And even the dairy people, and as I am, all of our dairy cattle end up someday or another as beef cattle. They end up being in the food chain, and also we have all these steers that work into the food chain as well. So I think the cattle industry right now is poised to really have some good years ahead of it.
Thank you very much. That's NCBA new Vice President Scott George at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.